You're making me sick.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Gay, but not too gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
On their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Stinky McStink face.
Like your song choice here.
Gay, 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 gay.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
I had a lovely TV evening last night. I wasn't watching The Sopranos.
It's like that old Rod Stewart story. No, they had to pump the stomach.
I was watching the Tonys.
Super.
Congratulations to all the big winners last night.
Well, we love all people, including gay people.
Absolutely.
And we have a lot of gay friends, and one of them is Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there is Matt the Pollock,
yes.
Our brand new intern. Yeah. And we all think he's gay.
That's right.
I know it.
You know it for a fact, Rob?
Well, I kissed him, and he seemed to like it.
So they had the big gay pride parade in D.C. over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think either for the fifth or sixth straight year, Cheryl the Big Dyke was out with the microphone. And here now, without further ado, Cheryl and...
gay, but not too gay.
All right, Matt the Pollock.
Matt the Poll here for the Don and Mike Show, and Cheryl the Big Dyke here at the Gay Pride Parade. Just starting off here.
This is also Matt the Pollock's first big intern trip outside.
It's just his first big thing on microphone debut.
And we didn't write him on all of our usual fantastic, funny jokes.
No, he's on his own. And well, you heard that intro. He wrote it himself.
Gay cop in D.C. throwing out candy.
The head gay cop of D.C.
Right.
Sounds like a parade's going on.
I guess not a lot of talking. Just lots of sucking.
That sounds like a police motorcycle.
Sucking face, I mean.
Of course.
You know, gay love.
Sounds festive.
Maybe we should have written him a script.
Perhaps. Or told him to hand the microphone to Cheryl.
Ow.
That's what it sounded like. I guess this sounds like a lot of motorcycles going by.
Here's the next cut.
Oh, there's more?
That was cut one?
Yep.
I went ahead and ordered a chunk for the tape.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Here's Matt and Cheryl.
Cheryl's parallel parking.
They're just about to go into the diner.
Don't stop.
And there they are, all the gay people left.
Brought to you,
directed by John Waters.
That's right. Brought to you by, but directed by. All right, here's the next cut. Dykes on bikes, make some noise.
I am Cheryl the Big Dyke on the Don and Mike Show. I didn't know if you knew that. And this is Matt from the Don and Mike Show. He's there.
Hello.
Straight Matt, who I'm going to try to fix up with a guy today. Anyway, we want to get some Dykes on bikes sound. Someone want to rev it for us?
Good. There
right,
we go.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's the Dykes on Bikes.
Dykes on Bikes has officially started.
Nice commentary from Matt the Pollock.
Yes. Oh, dear.
That wasn't a motorcycle. It was a vibrator.
Was Cheryl talking to a dyke on a bike?
Yes.
Briefly.
Okay.
And Matt's comment was very nice.
Very nice.
Okay. This says Matt's questionnaire.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Matt the Poll from the Don and Mike Show. Can I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast?
Sure.
All right. How gay are you?
Oh, I'm very openly gay. Not only at Pride, but every day.
Oh, boy.
But every single day.
Uh-huh.
If the new Surgeon General develops a pill that will cure gayness, would you take it?
No, I'd shoot him.
What if it was a suppository?
I'd take it.
Happy Pride.
Very nice. Thank you very much, guys.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Did he write these gags himself?
Did Matt the Pole write these gags?
I don't know. Who wrote them?
It's a tremendous initiative if he did.
Anybody help him out?
No.
It's pretty good stuff.
Not that I know of.
Going the extra mile.
The next one says, a transgender woman. Ooh. He's a gay ninja.
A transgender woman. Okay, so
you know
this
how it's been so far?
Let me start.
Yes.
Hi, you're a dear friend of mine, and you're a beautiful, a man, woman, can't figure it out. Tell me what you're all about and your name and how your day's going.
My name is Ro. I'm a transgender woman, and I
tell you already, this is better than The Sopranos was last night.
I couldn't agree more.
We've already gotten more out of this than we did out of that whole episode last night.
And I'm trying to figure, transgender woman, this is woman who was a man, right? Transition.
Transgender. Sounds like
transgender woman would be a woman who was a man.
A man who used to be a woman who used to be a man.
Exactly.
Even Cheryl can't tell.
I've been having a fabulously clear day. I started out with the Radical Cheerleaders. We had matching lavender outfits, lavender tops, and black mini skirts and pumps.
Sounds like something's in her mouth.
Oh, dear.
I mean, is she eating something?
No doubt.
Just wondered.
Pumps made out of garbage bags, and we were shouting so many wonderful, fabulously clear cheers during the Dyke March.
Fags are so funny. Fags who are willing to laugh at themselves.
Yes,
are
absolutely.
So freaking funny.
And we have a great gay pride parade in this town. Yeah. These tapes are always fantastic.
It was incredible. And then I hung out with some trans friends, and we had lunch with the.
This has to be a man trying to become a woman.
Yes, no doubt.
I think Asian lesbians, they have an association. And now I'm back with the Radical Fairies.
Are you listening to the sounds in the background?
What I love is all these organizations he's talking about. Dykes on Bikes and the Asians that have an organization.
And I'm focusing in the background. They're like, Goo-goo!
This is great.
And a contingent of us are ninjas.
Ninjas.
Yes, we are.
Is there a big gay community in the ninjas?
Well, there is now.
Excellent, excellent. All right, let me ask you a few questions here.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, how gay are you?
I am pretty damn gay since I'm a lesbian.
Okay. What is the gayest thing that...
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a man who turned himself into a woman who likes women.
That's cheating.
That has been documented.
Really doesn't. Seems like a lot of unnecessary steps to me.
Sure does.
What has ever happened to you?
Now, that would be really hard to figure out because something gay happens to me every day. The gayest thing that's ever happened to me, I would say, about 10 years ago in Africa when I was a Peace Corps volunteer. Oof. And I...
Let's go. This is fantastic. Represent.
You're thinking, well, that's a Peace Corps volunteer.
In Africa as a Peace Corps volunteer.
Can you picture that? You in the hut. Come here. I want to vaccinate you.
Yeah.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
You know, I picture the remote village and their only contact with an American. And
hi, it's me.
You know, the confusion after he leaves.
Dr. Giggle.
After he or she leaves the village.
What's the African word for flamboyant? I've had the pleasure of hearing these tapes in their entirety. And I think one thing also you need to focus on is Matt is having a hell of a time.
Oh, good.
Really enjoying himself.
Wonderful.
Maybe a bit much.
That's what it's all about.
Isn't it?
Yeah, one of the kids later says, check out Matt laughing. Huh. He's having the time of his life.
Good.
He was escorting a new volunteer around his site. A guy in a TV store started chasing me all over town because he decided I was beautiful and wanted to marry me. And so a man was chasing me all around this African city. As within 10 minutes of my arriving there, he saw me watching drag queens on his TV monitor. That was about the gayest thing that's ever happened to me.
Like a gay magnet. All right. What celebrities do you think might be gay?
Aren't they all?
What is the least accurate stereotype and most accurate stereotype about gay people?
Matt?
Yes, Don. Hey, boy. Are
these off the top of your head? Did you put pen to paper with these?
I put a little pen to paper.
Is this your own effort?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Interesting. That's good. Good initiative.
They don't totally suck. They don't totally suck. Partially. Did you have a good time?
I had a fabulous time.
Did you reevaluate anything when you were down there?
Oh, fabulous.
What was that?
I do like his. Was that a little of his laugh, Rob? That kind of.
Yeah.
Did you reevaluate your lifestyle, Matt, at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you get hit on, boy?
A few times. I got groped once.
Nice. You have a girlfriend, son?
No.
All right.
This ain't helping.
Did you wear underpants, boy?
Yeah.
Mr. Geronimo asked you a direct question,
yes,
Matt.
Yes, sir. I wore underpants the entire time.
Did you wear a condom, boy?
No.
Did you shower afterwards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did yes, you come, I did.
Did you come home with the stinky pinky, son?
Did you? Still
having fun. That stink don't wash off, Don.
That stink don't wash off.
Jesus Christ. That's funny.
Oh, dear. Don't get happy.
Why are you so Polish?
Did you meet any Polish gay people?
You know, I didn't bother to ask. Didn't think of it.
All right.
You know about Polish gay people, they date the opposite sex.
Good one. That was a race to get to that one.
The least accurate stereotype is that if you're a butch, if you're a masculine woman, that you're a lesbian, and if you're a feminine man, that you're gay. That is not always accurate. Because a feminine man might be a lesbian,
yes,
and a masculine woman might be a gay man.
Right.
It's very tricky. Do you have any advice for straight people?
You know, that was quite an explanation that he just gave. Uh-huh. Did he get that? Yeah, I listened to that rather carefully. And,
sure.
Oh, that'll curl your hair.
Have a really good time at all times. Life is short, and we must be fabulous whenever possible.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Spoken like a true hero. Thank you very much.
It must be fabulous.
Gay, but not too gay.
So far, I love this Gay Pride Parade.
Yeah. Continue our coverage of the annual Gay Pride Parade when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.